hike in the woods. My love for the outdoors originated from when I was young. It all started the very first time I went on a hike through the woods by my cousin's house. Being outside sparked my passion for creating. Ever since then, my cousin's house has been one of my favorite places to go because it means that my cousins and I get to go on an adventure through the woods. I loved being outside and exploring through the never-ending clusters of oak trees that soared above me, creating the acres of woodlands next to their house. The fresh smell of flowering trees in the spring enlightened me and made me feel connected to the outdoors, like one second is to another. Being outside gave me a feeling like no other. On this particular day, when I was about 10 years old, I was more excited than usual to go to my cousin's house. We had been working on constructing a lean-to built from sticks in the woods behind their house, and today was the day we were finally going to finish it. As we approached their house, I was filled to the brim with excitement, smiling from ear to ear. Soon after arriving, we eagerly started down the street to the path we had always used to access the woods. As we stepped off the paved road and onto the narrow dirt pathway, a rush of excitement came over me, as if I was stepping into another dimension. It felt as if the world outside of these small woods had dissolved. As we explored down the carved out dirt path between the trees, we approached a steep hill that was essential to cross to get to our lean-to. We had crossed this hill before, but today it was particularly hard due to the light rainstorm from the day before. This expression of nature was causing the Mayflowers to bloom into many vibrant shades of spring colors. We knew climbing wasn't going to be as simple as it had been in the past. However, we were persistent in reaching our destination. We grasped onto the trees and held on to each other for support as we slid our feet through the dense mud, trying not to slide back down before we reached the top of the hill. Eventually, after all four of us reached the top, we proceeded along the path, hoping there would be any other obstacles in our way. "We're getting closer," exclaimed my cousin Andrew. Our excitement began to intensify, and we could not wait to finish our lean-to that we had been working so hard on. We continued down the path, which had been camouflaged with sticks and twigs. After hiking a little while longer, we could finally see the lean-to in the distance. Our feet crunched through all the fallen leaves as we ventured off the trail, climbing over fallen trees and bent sticks laying in our way. Before we began working, we devised a plan so that we would be able to finish our lean-to. "We should split up and look for sticks to finish the fort," suggested Andrew. My other cousin, Will, and I trailed off in one direction while my other two cousins went in the other. We began our search, weaving in and out between the trees that towered above us, looking for the perfect sticks to use for our lean-to. After searching for a while, we met back up at the lean-to to evaluate what we had found. We soon realized that we were going to need a lot more supplies than what we had found. Once again, we headed off into the crowded trees to explore for more supplies. It took us a while to find sticks that we could use to support our lean-to. We had to climb into small ravines and cross through streams, but eventually we met up at the fort once again to assemble it. Constructing the lean-to required a lot of work, and we knew it wasn't exactly going to be simple. Together, we had to decide on the perfect placement of the sticks to make sure it would stay together. Balancing the sticks was a complicated task that required a lot of focus and determination. Not long after we started, I heard Andrew shout with rage, "Oh no! Our lean-to that we had worked so hard on had toppled over like dominoes, one after another. Now it was nothing but a pile of sticks lying on the ground. We all stared down at the sticks with frustration and thought of giving up because our work seemed to all be for nothing. "We just have to try again," I said in an effort to convince them. Eventually, they agreed with me and we began to work once again. This time, we were determined to get things right. As we placed the sticks against each other, We used the surrounding trees and dirt for support to make sure they would stay in place. Eventually, we placed the final stick into place, and after our fourth day of work, we had built our lean-to. We all stood around it and admired what we had accomplished. We had worked so hard and overcome so many obstacles to create the lean-to. Even after it fell over and we had to start from scratch, our determination and persistence helped us to create our new masterpiece. Now all of our hard work had paid off and we could enjoy our new fort.